Today's perek in Tanakh Shmuel, Aleph perek Chof Aleph. And so we saw yesterday that all hope was lost, and Yonatan and David split forever, and today Vayokum, Vayelach, and so David leaves the Yonatan Ba'ir, and Yonatan returns back to the city. This opening pasuk on the surface sounds trivial. And yet it turns out, not only is it not trivial, it is the ultimate tragedy, as we're going to see. Yonatan went back to the city and disconnected himself from the fact that David was Vayokom Vayelach, which means that he did not give David anything to go with, and he was not Melaveh David. As a result of that, he ends up losing his life. Vayavo David Nov. And so David goes to Nov. Now Nov, of course, is what has taken the place of Shimo. And there the family of Eli is still around. He goes to the Kohen HaGadol, who is Achimelech HaKohen. Vayecherad Achimelech likrat David. Achimelech is, oh my gosh, David, coming to our town. Shocked to find him alone. This is somebody who generally is accompanied by thousands of men and all types of support troops and cars and so on. What's going on? How is it possible? You're alone. Look, I'm on a secret mission. Shaul gave me very specific instructions that nobody, even the Kohen Gadol, can know about this. You mustn't let a hint out of your mouth. So I'm sorry, but I can't say a thing. National security. As far as all of the men that will be with me on the mission, we've already sent them ahead to a particular place. They don't know the mission either, so we're going to meet there. Ve'ata, not really, I mean, but in the order of Tanakh. Ve'ata, ma yesh tachat yadecha. Now, look, we didn't take any supplies along. What do you have? I assume you have chamish alechem, tanav yadi. I mean, you must have the lechem that is due you, or due to your mishmar, from the lechem apanim, right? Because that's the machlokas. We bring a raya from here. How much goes to Mishmar Nichnatz and how much goes to the Mishmar Ayotzeh? This is the Gemara's Raya. Why only five? Well, we'll see. So I assume you at least have that. Give it to me. Oh, Animtza, whatever you've got left. Vayana Kohen David Vayomer, but Ein Lechem Chol El Tachat Yadi. I don't have any chulin. I only have kachim. All I have is the lechem of the lechem upon him. Kim Lechem Kodesh Yesh. Look, if it's an emergency, I mean, fine. Look, it's already no longer chayav in Me'ila. It's already was Nazis Mitzvase and so on. I'm certainly not going to give it to the people if they're not Tahar. I mean, Im Nishmura, he didn't want to talk about David personally. So he said, Im Nishmura Ne'arim Ach Me'isha. I mean, at least if nobody's been sleeping with a woman, I mean, maybe, but sir, I'm going to hand it over to you. Like, Vayan David et HaKohen Vayomelo. Women. It's been 2 or 3 days since I saw a woman. I can tell you one thing. None of this is going to be given to anybody who's tummy. That's for sure. And the truth is, right now, isn't it? I mean, it's really not supposed to be given to Zarim. That's true. But it's almost full. And it's no longer. There's a Shat Heter Lekoanim. Once there's a Shat Heter Lekoanim, because it's already Nisbach. And now it's no longer Chayev and Me'ila. So it's not so bad. And I'll tell you the truth. Afki Ayom Yigdash Bakeli. Even if it was Kaddish, and it was just now made Kaddish, I am in such desperate straits. If I don't eat it now, I'm dead. So Gemara learns from here, Lagabe, the dinim of Yom Kippurim. The halach is a bulmus. That clearly he was in a state of bulmus, which remains in the English word bulimia. From the bulmus was good, but it's a state of immense hunger that actually you'll die from. And so I need to eat it anyway. Even if you're telling me it would be Kaddish, I would need to eat it. Fact is, it's derech kol, so it's not so bad, is it? Even if today was the first day that you were put it on the shulchan, and you had not as yet brought matirav, which are the bezichim, I still would take it from you because I'm misukan. Vayiten lo hakohen kodesh. So the kohen gave him kodesh. כי לא היה שם לחם, כי אם לחם הפנים המוסרים מלפני אדוני, לא שום לחם חום ביום הלקחו. Amazingly, this becomes now the makor to the nace that was done, in that the lechem hapanim was fresh on the day when it was taken, as the day that it was put there in the first place. And this is something that we would show to the Olei Haragolim.
So a week later.
Turns out, according to the Gemara, that the reason that this is mentioned here is because it's a big machloket that burst out between David and Doeg about when was the lechem made. So this is Machlokas in the Gemara, exactly what had happened. Did he arrive on Shabbat and was upset to find that Doeg had told him to make the lechem on Shabbat? Because you're not, and what was that Machlokas dependent on? On whether the Tanur is Mekadesh or the Shulchan is Mekadesh. So that's a Machlokas. So there's a bunch of lumdus that's going on over here in the Gemara between the, and you could see there's lumdus. I mean, the whole discussion, Zichol, they have a din of a Balkari, was there enough time for them to become Tor? Is it Nasi Mitzvah? It's amazing to see like what they're just taking for granted, you know, the whole, all of the sugyas and menachas, and you know, it's beautiful to see. In any event. Just discussing it, like, you know, okay, that's the halacha discussion. V'sham ish me'avdei Sha'ul b'yoma hu ne'etzar lifnei Adonai. It just happened to be that one of the close cabinet of Shaul was there, and he was sitting there because this was his day for spiritual meditation. He was ne'etzar, and he wanted to spend the day learning and davening. Ushmo doeg ha'adomi. Abir haro'im asher l'Sha'ul. And he was the Av Beit Din, the greatest of the shepherds, Klal Yisrael. So this was Sha'ul's Av Beit Din. Where it says he was called Doeg, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu from the first was worried about this guy. It's just a matter of time. The guy is such a no-good. So that, and he's called Adomi, not because he wasn't Jewish, but Bepashtus, because he was from Edom, in the Edom area. But, as the Gemara says, because he was actually from the same Shoresh, in terms of the Neshama of blood spilling as David, that's why they were very, very much enemies. And that even here, we're talking about, immediately get into a machlokas about what the din is, when you're supposed to be over the lechem. But also, because of the blood that he ends up spilling, it's that the chet of the nachash, which is Lashon Hara, is considered to be the makor of the Edaim. That's why the malach of Edaim is basically rochev on the nachash. That nachash is the symbol of Lashon Hara. And so we call him Doeg HaAdomi. He's got many elements kabbalistically why he had that name. And he was the Gadol Ador. So he was the one that was going to cause all the trouble, as usual. Vayomer David. That's not my words. That's the Haimek Dover. So all of the problems in Klal Yisrael, basically, is always destroyed by the Gadol Ador. Vayomer David la'achimelech. So then David says, "Tachmelach, the inyesh po tachat yatchach ani to charev." I mean, don't you have maybe some weapons here? Look, this was such a national emergency. I couldn't even go home to pick up my computer. It was a disaster. This was an emergency. So that's why we had to send the boys out separately. I didn't even have a chance to take along my weapons. And I need help here. Vayomar HaKohen, well, I mean, the only sword we have here is a national trophy. It's the cherub of Goliath HaPlishti, Asher Hikita Be'emek Eila. We have that. Hinei Luta Basimla Acharei HaEfod. That is wrapped in a cloth. And this, the Targum says, only after he asked the Urim V'Tumim did he say this to him. So, Imotatikach Lecha, if that's what you want to take, so then take, but there's nothing else. This is a peaceful area, sir. We don't engage in sword fights, but I mean that we do have as a treasure. Vayomer David in kamoa. That's exactly right. Tenali, not no better sword than that one. Vayakom David vayivrach bayomahu mipnei Shaul vayavo of all crazy places to Achish Melech Gat. Now. Achish Melech Gat.
With Goliath.
With the sword of Goliath. And the Medrash says that the prime advisor of Achish Melech Gat was Goliath's brother. This was not a very good idea. the way the Medrash puts it, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to David, excuse me? Etmol harakt et Goliath. Hayom ata olech et Lachish. Charbo biyadecha. Achiv shel Goliath shomer rosho shel HaMelech. Vadayin lo nistapek damo shel Goliath. For all intents and purposes, but this didn't happen a decade ago. His blood isn't even dry, so to speak.
That's the whole point. They'll never suspect it.
So what is this all about? He actually, however, had a tviyah. And he felt that they would actually respect him and help him. And the tviyah was that they knew perfectly well that the agreement had been that when their champion was defeated, that they were all supposed to be avadim to the winner. So, I mean, it's one thing, fine, you know, not to keep it, but on the other hand, you're certainly going to protect the winner, no? Now, what happened is, says the Medrash, the brother of Goliath said, I'm going to kill him, says Achish to him. I mean, you can't kill him, it's all fair and square. It was a fight, and you can't kill him. And because of that, we have in Tehillim, Bishano Tamo Lifnei Avimelech. It wasn't Avim. David HaMelech is Bishano Tamo, as we'll see. He acts insane. And it says in Tehillim, Bifnei Avimelech, this is the Melech, this is Achish, this is not Avimelech. So why does it say Bifnei Avimelech? Because he was a tzaddik like Avimelech, who didn't want to do any ra, and he kept his agreements. So he kept his agreements. The only problem is that the Shomer Rosh of Achish says, is that it? Okay, then of course we have to keep the entire agreement, right? So Vayomro Avdei Achish Elav. Okay, so this is David Melech Haaretz. I said, you're resigning. Because, I mean, the agreement was not that we protect him. The agreement was that he's the king and that we're all servants to him. May I take the crown and hand it over to him? He certainly should be the Melech. Exactly. Amazing. At that moment, David realized, whoops, this might have been a mistake after all. Vayasem David et advorima ela bilvavo. Really now. So, he rather took this to heart. Vayirama od bipnei achish melech gat. And he started feeling very nervous about his delicate situation, to say the least. Now, this has a whole beautiful background. Everybody knows the famous Medrash on this, the beautiful Medrash, that David HaMelech actually had tainas on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, tina, as the Medrash puts it, on insanity. And he said that to see a human being with Alzheimer's or otherwise psychosis walking down the street and having the covet of a human being laughed at and children throwing things at him. It's this is one thing I can't accept as roi for Tzelem Elokim, and it's just unbelievable. How could you do something like this? Says HaKadosh Baruch, okay, fine. Boz l'davar, very nice. A boz l'davar in the end needs that davar, right? So you'll see. Yechavelbo, that Bozulavar, you'll end up finding yourself in desperate need for this thing. And so he realizes that he is in a very tough place, and he had one brilliant idea. Achish, it was well known, had a completely mad wife and family and daughter. And so he was surrounded by psychosis. Lunatic, which is the way most people are today. But in the...
Normal, nothing personal.
Nothing personal. So he knew that that was the one sensitive area, sort of like the Pirates of Penzance and Orphans, you know. Like the one sensitive area that Achish is not going to act against is lunatic. So he becomes a lunatic. Yeah. And so he now, in front of them, acts like he's completely off his rocker. He starts scratching messages on all of the gates of the city. So the Medrash says, he writes, Achish owes me 100,000 shekel. Achish's wife owes me 50,000 shekel. And of course, all that's supposed to be a remez, bringing the family into it, making the whole thing personal. And so Achish says to them, Vayored riro el zikano, and he's foaming at the mouth, and dripping now over his beard. So Achish says to this, Vayomer Achish el avadav, hinei tiru ish mishtageha. You see a madman. Lamata viot elai. That's the last thing that you should have done. Chasar mishugayim ani, I don't have enough. It's a wonderful.
It's so much.
fantastic. I don't have enough crazy people around me. This is just what I needed. Another nut. You can't really be honestly considering bringing this guy in here. Please, just let him go. Out! And so David ends up leaving Achish. But meanwhile, the seeds have been laid for the destruction of Shaul's family, destruction of Nov, all because of what appears to be a minor oversight in involving Nov Irako and him in a paranoid king.